friends, welcome back to another episode of Little Life Lessons. Today we are going to be reading a couple chapters of Owl Diaries, Eva at the Beach. And today we have a guest star, my sister, Kaya Strasser.
Hi guys.
Okay, let's get into it. Wait, okay, so I'm sorry. Kaya, she did not want to stay here, so she kind of left. So yeah. So we're going to start chapter one. Hi, Diary. It's me, Eva Wingdale. I feel flappy fabulous because I'm going on vacation to Flappington Beach. Things I love. Going on vacation, swimsuits, collecting seashells, building sandcastles, picnic on beaches, fun sunglasses, the word taffy, eating the ice cream on the beach. Things I do not love. Missing my friends when I'm on vacation, changing into my swimsuit, jellyfish, Humphrey jumping on my sandcastles, sand in my sandwich, Baby Mo burying my sunglasses, the word crab, seagulls stealing my ice cream. This is my family on our last vacation. We had such a incredible time. This is my pet Baxter. He is excited too, because while I'm away, he gets to stay with Granny Owlberta and Grandpa Owlfred. Being an owl is always fun, but especially on vacation. We can fly super fast wherever we want to go. We stay in cool vacation tree houses. We can see so much beautiful scenery with our big eyes. We're asleep in the day and awake at night, and we never get sunburned. I live in a tree house on Wood Pine Avenue in Treetopolis. My BFF, best feathery friend, Lucy, lives next door. The best thing about this family vacation is Lucy's family is coming with us. I miss my other friends, but I'm going to take our class photo with me. Tomorrow, Lucy and I will plan our trip. We head to the beach on Tuesday. I can't wait. Chapter 2, Monday. Lucy came over tonight to help me pack for our vacation. Yay, we're going to the beach. How did you pack so quickly? Because unlike you, I didn't pack everything. Haha, good point. When I was showing Lucy my new sunglasses, Humphrey bursts into my room. He took a photo of us with his new camera. Humphrey, brothers can be so annoying. Lucy and I made a list of our beach plans. Here it is. Build sunglasses. Build sand castles. Make shell necklaces. Eat ice cream. Paint seashells. Skim pebbles. Swim in the sea. I'm super excited to go swimming. Oh, yeah, me too. Diary. The truth is that I'm not at all excited about swimming in the sea. I've actually been scared of it. I know it sounds silly, which is why I've never told Lucy. But Diary, there's all those big fish out there, and what if one of them thinks I look tasty? After I finished packing, Lucy stayed for a sleepover. We got in bed early. That way, our vacation starts sooner. I'm going to sleep. I'm excited to sleep. Me too. Dad came in to say goodnight. You both need lots of sleep. So you can be ready to look for the mermowls of Flappington Beach tomorrow. What's a mermowl? Dad explained that mermowls are half-fish, half-owl creatures. They have feathers and a super shiny, colorful fish tail. Flappington Beach is famous for the legend of the mermowls. All owls say the mermowls live far out at sea. Lots of owls say they've seen mermaids, but no one has been able to prove they're real. I think it's just a fun story, but who knows? Maybe you two can use my binoculars to spot them. Wow, thanks, Dad. Now go to sleep. Let me get my mermowls spotters. We will, right after we add one more thing to our beach plans. And then one more thing is find mermowls. And yeah, we will be back in after this short break. And then we will be reading chapter 3. Chapter 3 and 4. Tuesday. Oh, chapter 3 is called I Can See the Sea. Tuesday. We arrived at our vacation tree house where we were so excited that we started to sing, I can see the seaside, I can see the sea. Lucy and I were happy to share a room. This vacation is going to be like a long sleepover. We unpacked and flew to the beach. Everyone went swimming, but I stayed on the sand. I think I'll collect some seashells. As we watched everyone splashing about, I saw something swimming really far out at sea. I wondered if it was a big scary fish. I looked through Dad's binoculars, but what I saw was not a fish. Oh my goodness! Lucy heard me and came running on shore. I told her what I saw. I think I just saw a mermowl. I couldn't see clearly because it was so far out at sea, but I definitely saw something that looked feathery and super shiny. That's awesome. Let's see if we can see it again. Yes, if we find it, we could be famous. Click. I can't believe you think mermowls are real. That's silly. You won't be laughing when we prove they're real, Humphrey. Later that night, Lucy and I went mermowl spotting. For a long time, we couldn't find anything. Then, just before sunrise, Lucy saw something. Look over there! We could see two feathery, shiny creatures somersaulting out of the water. Those must be mermowls. Let's get a better look. We flew closer until, to our surprise, it was Sue and her mom. They were wearing super shiny swimsuits. Dari, I guess it wasn't a mermowl I saw earlier after all. It must have been Sue. Hi, Eva and Lucy. Hi, are you on vacation here too? Yes, we come here all the time. We flew back to the beach together. I can't believe we thought they were mermowls. I know, that's so funny. We made a campfire on the beach and ate marshmallows as the sun started to rise. Sue, how did you learn to do those cool somersaults? My mom taught me. She used to swim in the Owl Olympics. How about we go swimming together tomorrow? I can teach you how to do them. That would be fabulous. Thank you, Sue. Maybe. I didn't want to tell Lucy or Sue that I was scared of big fish. I felt embarrassed and I knew Sue would laugh at me. After all, even baby Mo was happy swimming in the sea. Chapter 4, Sandcastles and Secrets. Wednesday. When we woke up, I told Lucy I didn't want to go swimming tonight. But you should still go swimming with Sue. Why don't you want Eva to come with us? Why don't you want to come with us, Eva? No reason. I want to make a shell necklace, that's all. I felt bad I didn't tell Lucy the real truth. I just felt so silly for feeling scared. I can go swimming tomorrow, Eva. Tonight, let's do everything on our list. That would be great. Thank you, Lucy. Lucy is a super BFF. Lucy and I had such a fun day. We built sandcastles, we made shell necklaces, we painted seashells, we skimmed pebbles, and we had ice cream. It got a bit messy, and Humphrey took a photo of us. Humphrey, you can't take a nice photo of us for once. Sorry, one sec. Where's the fun in that? Humphrey grabbed our list from my wing. He started laughing. Aside from finding mermels, which is so silly they're not real, the only thing left to do in here is swim in the sea. Come on, Eva. Humphrey started pulling me towards the sea. I got scared. Stop it, Humphrey. All right. My wings are shaking as I sat down. My wings were shaking as I sat down on the sand. What's wrong, Eva? Tell me. I felt bad that my fear was spoiling Lucy's fun, so I told her the truth. The thing is, Lucy, I'm scared to swim in the sea. Just then, Sue turned up. She heard what I said. Oh, Eva, that's so silly. My cheeks went red and I flew off. Eva, wait! But I just kept flying. I felt so embarrassed. I sat in a tree all night and painted a seashell. Finally, I flew back to the beach. Everyone was singing campfire songs. There you are, Eva. Where have you been? I was making this for you, Lucy. I say sorry for not being honest with you about my fear of swimming. Thank you, Eva. Well, you don't need to feel bad. We are all scared of something. Somehow, Sue always pops up. Yeah, remember when I was scared to go to the owl dentist? Oh, yeah, that's true. It felt good to talk about what I was scared of and to not have it be a secret anymore. Why are you scared of to swim in the sea, Eva? Eva, it's just that there's a lot of big fish out there, like sharks. Some big fish aren't all scary. I know some super friendly dolphins. Would you like to meet them? Sue's right, Eva. Meeting some big fish might help you not be scared anymore. Maybe. Okay, that'll work, I guess. Oh, diary. I'm happy Lucy and Sue want to help, but I'm still scared of meeting those big fish. I hope they don't want to eat me. And that is the end of chapter 4. And that is all we have for today. And I hope you guys have a great day, great week. And be kind, be responsible, be respectful. Bye! Thank you. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.